All right, folks, let's get this party started. Hey, listen, welcome to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, this is your year. This is the year that you finally make it happen. But what it's going to take is massive positive action on your part. You make New Year's resolutions about your business. Let me ask you a question. What did you do this past week? Did you build your business this week? Because that's what it's going to take to have success. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Best way to get your week off to a great start. Guys, let's get committed. Let's make it happen. Nothing better to make that thing work out than to stay plugged into the big events. The next one coming up, Power Trip, April, Dallas, Texas. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, get registered. If I were you, if there's VIP seating left, I would get that. Make sure that you plan to attend that Friday leadership breakfast. Guys, I'm telling you, that breakfast is worth the cost of the entire event. You can go to this event, and you can expect to hear something that's going to make a difference for you. So get registered. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get yourself registered. Send your registration to your team so that they know that you're registered, and they will get registered too. And hurry up, because you know it's going to sell out. Now, the reason we have Power Trip is because it was the brainchild of one of our featured speaker of the evening. This man is no stranger to Ambit Energy. He's the number one income earner in the entire company, has been for 9 consecutive years. Please welcome founding national consultant and one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide, my friend, my sponsor, my buddy, Mr. Brian McClure. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Bear, I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their busy schedule to get on the call tonight. Also want to reiterate what Bear said. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, get your VIP ticket, $10 discount. VIP tickets go off of sale at the end of this month. If it doesn't sell out ahead of time, Ambit Power Trip is going to be April 20th, Thursday night. We do a business presentation, and then the Power Trip itself kicks off Friday night when Jerry and Chris come in. Chris Chambliss, our Chief Marketing Officer, Jerry Thompson Jr., our Chief Executive Officer, come in and answer your questions fielded from the microphone, manned by the one and only incredible MC, has been for years now, a Power Trip, the one and only Chuck Chance. And then Saturday is going to be an all-day training. And folks, I'm going to put the spread on the bread. You know, we're going to have a lot more detail on Japan. We're going to be in the launch or the pre-launch of Japan at that point. And we're going to be really, really close. We're going to be 3 weeks away, if we stay on our current time schedule, 3 weeks away from Japan going live. You're not going to want to miss this Power Trip. Every Power Trip, except where we've gotten gargantuan rooms, which we do not have this time, has sold out. We had rooms seat 2,000 and 3,000, so I can't tell you it sold out, but we set records in those rooms. This one will sell out. Again, ambitpowertrip.com. Get your VIP. That gives you the breakfast, the leadership breakfast. That'll feature Joey Carter, former chairman of the Direct Selling Association, EC, and Ambit Investor, and the one and only Ray Monty talking about leadership, and myself. It is invaluable. So make sure you make that leadership breakfast at all possible. AmbitPowerTrip.com. Let me tell you what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the subject of noise. And what do I mean by noise? You know, you got all this stuff going on in your life, you know, and I'm going to give you an example right now. Open up your eyes where you're sitting. the TV's on, the kids are running around, you're running to the refrigerator, grabbing a soft drink or a water or a beer, or this is going on, that's going on, and there's distractions, you know, there's just stuff going on in your life, you know, you're thinking about the presentation, you have to make it work tomorrow, you're worried about the weather and how to get to work, you're worried about the traffic, is it going to be a bad traffic day, good traffic day, maybe you're worried about what you're going to dress in tomorrow. Then, you know, oh, I can't forget to do this before I leave the house in the morning, or I got this going on, or I got that going on. It's called life. But by noise, what I mean is all the things that distract you. You know, if you major in the minors your entire life, you're going to have a minor league income. Let me say that again. If you major in the minors, you're going to have a minor league income. But if you major in the majors, you can have a major league income. So you have all these minor distractions, all what I call noise that goes around in your life. And believe me, what I can tell you is that the life's going to go on. You're not going to be able to eliminate noise. But what I can tell you is that the person that decides if they're going to major in the majors or major in the minors is you. In other words, somebody comes to you in your ambit business and say, man, I heard such and such about Japan. You know, it's like, okay, how do you deal with that information? Whatever it is, you know, is that information and how you react to that information going to make you any money on this Friday's check? Oh, I heard such and such quit the business and went to another network marketing company. Okay, so what implication does that have on my business, and how is that going to help me increase my check on Friday? Oh, I heard that such and such a company was going into the energy business, and that when they opened up, they're going to be in 26 states day one. Okay, so what happens is that you get pulled down into that cesspool, into that whirlpool, you know. Well, what network marketing company is? Then you go to the internet and, boy, you do all the research. Or who said that person's leaving? And then all of a sudden you're calling this person or that person, and you just get sucked into the vortex of noise. You know, and I could go on and on and on about all the different examples of noise. And you have them not only in your ambient energy business, you've got them in your occupation, at your workplace, you've got them in your family, you've got all these people around you that are drama kings or drama queens, and they spend their whole life just trying to create noise and distract you and so on and so forth. And I've just seen so many people that get sucked into that, and they never pull themselves out. You know, when I do Yellow Jacket mentoring, one of the exercises I love to do is I pass out a roll of pennies, and I tell everybody, you know, put this in your left pocket, or put it in your right pocket, or put it in a pouch or zippered area of your purse or whatever it may be, but store it someplace. And every time you have a negative thought, every time you think something negative, take one of those pennies and move it from the place where it resides with the other 49 pennies and move it someplace else. So if all your pennies were in your left pocket, you take that one penny when you had that negative thought, move it into your right pocket. And then track over a 30-day period of time how many pennies you move a day. And, folks, it'll amaze you. You know, there's some people on this call right now going, man, I wonder where he's going with this, you know. He's not as sharp as he normally is. Oh, what are this or that? Or, you know, man, this is a stupid subject. I don't see how this is going to help my ambient energy business. There are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people on this call. And since I've started talking, the vast majority of you have had some negative thought. Now, maybe it wasn't towards me. Maybe it was towards Ambit, or maybe it was towards your spouse, or maybe somebody came in and interrupted you, or maybe you saw something on television you didn't like or whatever, but you had some sort of negative thought. And what happens is that when you get a negative thought, that's the fuel to create more noise. You know, you see something on television and, you know, such and such is protesting, or Trump says this, or the press secretary says that, or Clinton didn't smile, or, you know, whatever it is, it's all noise. You know, how is that going to help you and your family get from where you are to where you want to be? It's just noise. And negative thoughts, like I said, they're the food for noise, because you get a negative thought, then you just start dwelling on it. Well, what about this? What about that scenario, this scenario, the other scenario? And what happens is, again, you get pulled into that whirlpool, or that vortex, and it's so difficult to get out. And so the reason I give in my Yellow Jacket Mentoring this assignment of moving pennies is that people really have to start consciously stopping their subconscious. See, most of those negative thoughts come out of the subconscious. It's just the way we're programmed, okay? But if you can consciously start saying, I'm not going to have negative thoughts, and the second you start to have a negative thought or say something negative or whatever it may be, do something negative, you can stop yourself and you can take corrective action. And if you do that over a 30-day period of time, you're not going to eliminate all the negative thoughts, okay? That ain't going to happen, you know? But you can highly reduce the negative thoughts. And if you highly reduce the negative thoughts, which is the food for noise, then you eliminate the noise. It's kind of like walking around your whole life in a fog. You know, you kind of know where you're going, but you can't quite see where you're going, and you don't want to go too fast because, you know, you've done that before, and you ran into a tree, or you ran your car off the road, or whatever, and so you're just real tenuous, you know, and you're always skeptical, or maybe even cynical, you know, and life's kind of beat you up and gotten you to the point where you're just moving slow, you're in that fog, you got the noise going on, you got the negative thought going on, and then all of a sudden, ambient energy comes into your life. And all of a sudden, there's a clairvoyance, there's a clearing, you know, and you go, wow, man, this is what I've been looking for, blah, 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 blah. And you're happy again, and you got a little wiggle in your walk and a little bounce in your step, and you know, you really get the bug. You know, all of a sudden, people think you've joined some sort of cult or something, you know. It's just fun, you know, life's fun again. And then you go out to do the business, and mama tells you no, or your best friend that you just think is going to kill it as a consultant tells you no, or the rate goes up and you're not as competitive as you were when you got into the business, or this happens or that happens, and you know, such and such got on the service and they got off the service, and you know, all these little things start to creep in. Let me give you a silver bullet. Doubt will take you out of action, and action will take you out of doubt. You know, you start having the doubts. You start to doubt yourself. You start to, that fog starts to roll back in, you know, and you start being cynical and skeptical and all that sort of stuff. And all of a sudden, you find that you're just sucked back in by all the noise. You know, your boss is no better than they were before you joined AMIT and got excited. They might not be any worse, but nothing's changed there. The relationship with your spouse hadn't changed. The relationship with your children hasn't changed. And so noise just, and that fog just kind of sets back in. And then, you know, most people in this business, or in any business, quite honestly, it's got nothing to do with ambient energy. Every other direct selling company is probably worse than ambient energy. But this applies to every single business. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says that 85%, 95% of all businesses are going to fail in their first 5 years. You know, so it doesn't matter if you wanted to be a florist, or you wanted to, you know, be in the car repair business or some sort of service business or whatever. The majority of the people that start and own and operate their own business are going to fail. Well, it's no different than Ambit Energy or any of the other direct selling companies. It's because noise gets in the way. It's because negative thought gets in the way. It's because the people steal your dreams. Doubt starts to creep in, and then doubt layers on top of doubt, and then you surround yourself with people that have doubt, and then all of a sudden, you know, those people bring in people with doubt. You know, birds of a feather, ever heard that one? Well, you know, negative people are birds of a feather. They stick together. You know, now positive people, they're the ones that separate themselves. You know, they're the eagles. They fly above all the buzzards that are ground feeding. You know, that they wait and they strategically pick their prey, and then they get high again and get out of danger. And they rule the sky because they come from a vantage point and a skill set that's different. They don't want to be the pigeons. They don't want to be the sparrows. They don't want to be the buzzards. They don't want to be the ducks. They want to be the eagles. They want to soar. Well, it takes a lot to transform from where you are with all that noise pulling you down to where you want to be. Now, where am I going with all this? Well, I observed something at Simulcast. I observed when I got there, you know, hey, Brian, how you doing? A few people wanted to take their pictures, this, that, and other thing. But there was a drumbeat, if you will. And people were excited that Simulcast was there. And, you know, they were kind of walking around and talking and, you know, kind of, you know, pretty decent mood, most of them. And kind of, you know, lingering around in the lobby of the Austin Convention Center where I was. And, you know, people kind of meandered into their chair. And Bear yelled at them a couple of times. They finally got in their chair, and most of them didn't participate in the pre-national broadcast. Some did, but a lot didn't. I wouldn't say most, that's inaccurate, but a lot did not. But I would say most did, actually. But you know, lingering out in the halls, and they just weren't excited. I mean, they showed up. They were physically there, but mentally they weren't there. Then the national broadcast hit, and people got excited. And then at the end, Chris Chambliss, actually, I don't know what her name was, but a Japanese lady who works for Ambit Energy, came out and in Japanese told us we were expanding into Japan. And then Chris Chambliss came behind it and explained it to us in English. So people like myself and most people on this call that don't understand Japanese understood what was going on and told us about the markets, you know, how big it was, that there were more consumers, residential and commercial consumers in Japan in this one market release than we had in all the 16 states in the District of Columbia currently. It was going to more than double the size of the consumer base that we would be able to sign up as Ambit Energy independent consultants. You know, we talked about we were going to be everywhere on the main island of Japan, with the exception of Okinawa, that was on its own grid. And I could just feel the energy. You know, I could feel that magic pixie dust just kind of went over the auditorium, the convention center there in Austin. And then when it was all over and the broadcast had ended, there was a buzz, there was an excitement, there was energy. You know, it was like Superman and come in there and gathered up all the goblins in people's lives, and people were excited, and they were jumping up and down, and they were talking about, I know such and such who knows such and such in Japan, and I have such and such, you know, contact in Japan. And people were excited, and that excitement exists to this day. I can't tell you the number of texts and the number of email and the number of people coming into our business. People were excited about the bonuses, the biggest ever for attendees to Simulcast. And I just want to take this moment, folks, to reiterate. You know, we were on this call week after week after week for months talking about, for a $50 investment, you could reap the reward several times over on the attendee-only promotion at Simulcast. And we're going to do that again for Ambition, and we're going to do it again for Simulcast 2018. And in every single instance, no matter how big Ambit makes it, they're going to be people that go, oh, well, I guess they were right, but, and that noise and that negative crud that just surrounds them, that fog that keeps them just paralyzed, unable to move forward, is going to set back in. And folks, with people like that, people that are told over and over again, encouraged to call them this, that, and other thing, learn to work with people that deserve your time, not need your time. Those are the people that need your time. The people that deserve your time were at the watch party with you, or they were in Hartford with you, or they were in Austin with you, or they were the ones that picked up the phone afterwards and go, man, can you believe those announcements? They're the ones that are putting people in your business since Simulcast. You see, all the positive thought in the world won't make you a dime. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. So there was this, you know, abatement of all the negative, of all the noise. The fog cleared. People were excited. You know, there was all kinds of positive thought, positive energy, positive stuff. Still is today. Teams started doing calls. even though those are all on a positive positive subject, and they're all, for the most part, very good questions, the bottom line is that's noise. And when you don't get the answer, the negative sits in and starts to feed it. And all of a sudden, you're surrounded in fog. Now, I got a text or an email, don't remember which, from somebody that I like an awful lot. You know, become friends. We see each other at every single event. And he had knew somebody that contacted somebody. I don't remember the exact details. Somebody in Japan. And that person in Japan had done some research, and that research, you know, did not have him verify the numbers that were on the slides of the number of consumers in Japan. And so this person that was, you know, going to continue to do the research or working to get NAMBIT, I don't know exactly where they ended up. So the person asked me, where do you verify the numbers? And, you know, I said, I don't know how you verify numbers. I don't even know what the numbers mean. I assume that the numbers mean the number of residential and commercial consumers or electric meters that are in those respective markets in Japan that add up to the 80-some-odd million meters. So where would I get that information? How could I verify it? I don't know. See, folks, that to me is noise. I'm not saying it's a bad question, and I'm not saying that it's not a reality for that Japanese person that doesn't feel like there are that many people in Japan or whatever he did on research that's saying, okay, this number that Ambit is throwing out here versus this number that I believe it is, the two don't coincide. I get all that super real. Okay, I'm not discounting that in that person's world. But what I'm saying is all that's noise. And so all of a sudden you've spun out of the enrollment cycle and you're trying to validate numbers. And so you spend the two or three hours you have this week, you know, verifying the numbers, because this person in Japan is going to be, I was going to say King Kong, but I actually think that he came from Japan or something. I don't remember the story of King Kong, but this person's going to be gargantuan. Okay, this person is going to just be huge, and so you've got to get this person, because this person is your ticket to national consultant or executive consultant or senior consultant or whatever. And what I'll tell you is that's the beginning of the vortex. That's pulling you back in, because you're not probably going to be able to find the answers, and I'm certainly not going to spend any time trying to get them for you, because it's not important, even though I realize, again, the person in Japan thinks it's important, you think it's important. It's not important. It's noise. And when that noise sets in, it's going to feed the fog. The fog's going to set back in. You're going to be pulled back into the vortex, and all of a sudden Japan's going to launch. And in your world, because you couldn't verify the numbers between what Ambit put up and what this person created in their own mind, is the reason that Japan didn't hit big for you. So that's just one story. And I could go on and on and on and on about all the noise about Japan this and Japan that and all the rest of it. Let me tell you something I learned a long time ago in network marketing. And I hope if you're listening to this call and a recording, don't listen to the next couple, 3 minutes and then turn it off and say, you know, Brian said such and such. Because what I'm going to say over the next 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to come behind it with something else, okay? And you need to listen to the whole call, okay? So if you're getting ready to check out on this call, just hang up now and listen to the recording, because I want you to listen the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And say, okay, Brian said such and such, and it's not what I said, because I'm going to spend another 3 or 4 or 5 minutes telling you what I really meant by it. I learned a long time ago in network marketing that you only market what you have to market. In other words, the hopes and the dreams and what's going to happen in Japan and what's going on there and everything, it's not something I can market. It's not something that can drive my paycheck from Ambit Energy Friday. It's not something that can drive my residual in April or May. So they're not going to even turn the customers on until May, so they're not going to get their bill until June. They're not going to pay until July. You know, Japan not going to drive your residual income in July at the earliest. August, September is going to start to creep up a little bit. And for the most part, all those hundreds of thousands of customers, which I believe will come on pretty quickly in Japan, can mean little or nothing to you on your 1099 at the end of the year 2017 from a residual perspective. Now, from a coding perspective, you know, could have some pretty substantial impact. But the bottom line is that today, as we sit on this call right now, it has no impact. So you say, well, Brian, are you telling me not to work Japan? I'm saying no, work locally, think globally. See, the more points of distribution, Chris Chambliss stood on stage and said the person that he felt was going to monetarily benefit the most from the expansion in Japan was me. You know, now I don't know that that's true. That's not a mathematical given. It has a decent probability because I've got the most points of distribution. And so what happens is that I've got enough people out there, and I'll tell you a real story. You know, we can kind of guess about what might happen in Japan, but I'm going to tell you a real story. We were in Texas only, and we were getting ready to expand into New York. And I knew one person in New York, Ray Monty, and Ray Monty told me no. And we went ahead and expanded into New York. And, of course, you know, later on that fall, Ray Monty obviously got involved in the business, mega leader in our business. And so he told me no. Well, I didn't know anybody else in New York. But I'll never forget the first day that New York opened. You see, Steve Thompson knew some people there in his organization, and Debbie and Chris Atkinson. We were all brand new in the business, and they had several people in their organization. A few of those people knew some people, and, you know, this one knew some people, and Philip Eckert knew some organization, had some in his other legs, had some people in New York, and, you know, that resulted in Rich Sloss and, you know, huge organizations that were built in New York. But the day New York launched, I hadn't personally sponsored anybody in New York, and it wouldn't be until October 7th after it launched in, I believe it was June, that I put Ray Monty into the business, which was the first person that I personally sponsored in New York. But the day it launched, I had 275 consultants in my New York organization, in my business. And by the time Ray had joined, I had over 10,000 consultants in my business before I personally put one person into the business. So at the day that New York launched, if I would have been the only person in my business, I would have several months later on October 7th of 2000 when was that? I can't remember anymore. Whatever the second year was, October 7th, I'd have had one person in my business in New York. So you start working in Japan, you can't put anybody in Japan. The only C number that can get issued in our computer is a federal ID tax number with a United States credit card with a person that stands for that corporation or that LLC or that legal entity, or a United States citizen with a Social Security number that has a credit card to match their address. That's the only people that can join. Those are the only people, when they go and get their two or three customers, can get you a paycheck on Friday. It's only people. So work locally and think globally. And then take everybody in your organization and ask them, and everybody that told you no to the business, and everybody at work that you're afraid to approach about the business. You have to approach them about the business. Let's say that you're in a situation where you know, you're working someplace and it's just inappropriate. You get fired if you started to try to build your ambient energy business within that company. Just start asking people in the company, hey, who do you know in Japan? Do you know anybody in Japan? Why do you ask? Well, I'm just doing some research on Japan. Just wanted to know if you knew anybody in Japan. You can ask everybody and his brother, who do you know in Japan? And start to build that contact list. Okay? And when you run across somebody, well, I don't know anybody in Japan, but I know this gentleman owns a restaurant, Japanese restaurant, and he and his family are from Japan, but they're dual citizens, you know, that's the person you go talk to. And you get that person in the business and you tell them about the Japanese expansion and you start working the Japanese American market in the United States of America. And if you want to go work the coal market, get into the cultural societies, get into the Japanese student clubs at the universities. Start looking on the internet about, you know, Japanese cultural clubs or whatever it is, and network into the Japanese American community. And good God Almighty, the people out in California ought to be killing it with this. Okay. And they're going to talk to their relatives in Japan, but folks, we don't even know what the compensation plan is in Japan. We don't even know how it works. And we're not going to know for a little bit. You know, certainly not before they release the websites on February 15th, I think Chris said, and I don't remember all the timelines, but let me caution you on this. Whatever the timelines are, they're subject to change. In fact, my expectation is that they will change. Now, I hope they don't. And I hope that we launch on May 15th, which is the projected date. But, you know, there's regulatory considerations. There, you know, I know one thing. Unless that customer care and that consultant support and that billing and everything is all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and everything is just right as rain, we're not launching Japan. And so if that means we got to push it out a couple of weeks or a couple of days or a couple of months, then that's just the way it's going to go. So you do all this work thinking you're going to get a big payday on you know, right after May 15th, whatever Chris said that day was, that all the money was going to flow, because in the pre-launch, no one's getting paid, right? What if we push it out 2 weeks? How does that feel? You know, it is what it is, folks, and you have no control over it. I've done this call several times and talked about inner circle and outer circle that you have no control over. That's all outer circle. Inner circle is who can you go bring into your business tomorrow? Doesn't have to be a Japanese American, okay? Just who can you go put in your business tomorrow? Now you got one more point of distribution, and who can they put in their business? And now you got three more points of distribution. And by the time Japan launches, you might, you know, even if you're an MC or an RC and you don't have a big organization to work with, you know, you might have 10, 15 more points of distribution. And what if one of those points of distribution happens to know somebody who's the head of North American sales for a multi-billion dollar international Japanese-based company? What if? Well, what if one of those people happens to know somebody who knows somebody who knows the former U.S. ambassador to Japan? What if? You see, people that are going to get sucked into all this noise and all this fog and are going to get paralyzed and they're going to wait for the launch, they're not going to have those same points of distribution that have the possibility, maybe not even the probability, but have the possibility of a point of distribution in Japan when you can sign up somebody in Japan. So what's the moral to the story? Don't talk to anybody in Japan? Absolutely not. What if you've got somebody in Japan and that person in Japan has a huge family in the United States of America? You know, I'm not saying that you don't talk to people in Japan. What I'm saying is that the money that is going to be made between now and then, and certainly between now and the pre-launch of Japan, is going to be made in the United States of America, people with Social Security numbers. Period, end of paragraph. Ask yourself the question, can you sign up a Japanese citizen today? Is there a form somewhere on the internet that Ambit's put out there that you can sign them up, even in the pre-launch? Can you sign up a customer in Japan? One thing I can assure you, that part's not going to be any different. You're not going to get a dime for putting somebody into the business in Japan. It's only when that person gathers customers. You know, can U.S. citizens or people in the U.S. marketing plan gather customers in Japan? And can people in Japan gather customers in the U.S.? You know, maybe that's out there someplace. I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because it's all noise. It doesn't matter. All I know is that AMBIT pays us to do two things. Gather a handful of loyal customers, which you can do in the United States of America right now, and they're going to pay you a nickel per month per customer. To maximize the marketing plan, you need 20 customers. So a nickel times 20 is a dollar a month. So if you want to go get 40 customers, you're going to get $2 a month. You know, you want to go get 100 customers, you're going to get $5 a month. In other words, that's the essential part of our business. Customer acquisition is key. Why? Because we need it to promote, but we don't do it for the residual income. We do it to promote and to qualify and to get paid upfront bonuses. And so the whole business is dependent on customer acquisition. That's what our business is about. But the way that you make money in our business is build a massive distribution network, which is the second thing we get paid for, is you help other people do the same thing. So if you went and got 100 personal customers, company's going to pay you $5 a month. There's nobody on this call. There's nobody you're going to talk to about Ambit Energy in Japan or the U.S. ever, ever, ever that's going to get excited about going and gathering 100 customers to get $5 a month. And so the only other way we get paid is to find other people and help them gather a handful of loyal customers. And we help them gather a handful of loyal customers. We get paid a bonus. They get paid a bonus. And they start to get the customer count that they need to get promoted to regional consultant, the first promotion level in our business. And we get paid our coding bonuses, our leadership bonuses. We get paid our team builders. We get paid our jump starts. And that's the fuel. That's that upfront money. That's the fuel that drives our business. There's only one place, as we hang up from this call tonight, which we're not ready to do yet, but there's only one place you can do that. And that's in the United States of America with somebody with a Social Security number or a federal ID number, an employer identification number, EIN. Only place you can do it. Now, again, I told people, you know, you listen to this for 5 or 6 minutes, I want you to listen through. I am not saying that talking to people is not, in Japan is not important. I'm not saying that if you don't have leads in Japan, not to pursue them. But what I'm telling you is, or what I'm going to recommend to you is do it the way that I'm doing it. You know, I knew somebody over there. I actually knew somebody who knew somebody over there. And I called them up, and I kind of told them what was happening. And I said, hey, it's really early on. We haven't launched yet. We're planning on launching May 15th, where we'll, you know, turn everything live. We're going to do a pre-launch. Details are a little sketchy right now, but Ron told me about you. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity. And just kind of wanted to touch base with you, let you know it's coming, and, you know, sell the dream of, you know, unconsciously purchased, habitually used every time somebody turns on a television or a light or leaves their refrigerator or their alarm clock's plugged in next month, next year, 5 years from now, you get paid a residual income. There's 80 plus million consumers there. And when we open, there's going to be zero of them signed up, zero of them on our service. There's going to be a bunch signed up, but zero on our service. And it's going to be like a gold rush, and Ron thought you'd be interested in it. And so I wanted you to know about it. As soon as we get more information, as soon as we've got a video for you to look at, as soon as you can sign up in the pre-launch, we'll get back with you and give you more detail. End of discussion. Well, how's this work? I don't know. How's that work? I don't know. That's why I said we'll get back to you when we have more detail. You know, so it's not bad to set them up, let them know it's coming, kind of put your stake in the ground, if you will. I know a lot of people live in the world of scarcity versus abundance. You know, scarcity is they know one person, so they've got to go get that person before somebody else gets them. And believe me, folks, I could spend another 5 minutes on this call telling you how in XL Telecommunications, I've failed to talk to somebody that was around the corner neighbor who got into XL underneath somebody else. And the reason I failed to talk to them was they were one of the largest owners of apartments by numbers of apartments in the city of New Orleans and extremely wealthy. And I said, oh, they wouldn't be interested in this. They make all the money that they want to make. And I got a call from the lady, said, "Are you the Brian McClure in XL Telecommunications?" I said, "I sure am, Janet. Why do you ask?" She goes, "Well, I got in a couple of weeks ago. I already got 100 people in my group." I mean, she was holding meetings, and she ended up with a few thousand people in her group. So I'm not telling you not to talk to people. That's why I said don't hang up, okay? I'm not telling you don't put your stake in the ground. What I'm telling you is go sign up C-Numbers, help them gather a handful of customers, particularly with the triple and quadruple bonuses that are available for simulcast attendees, which are the vast majority of people on this call. You know, sit down there and work the shift and smile and dial with them and get them their customers, get them a big check, get yourself a big check, and go talk to somebody else, and then go talk to somebody else. And every single person that told you no to Ambit, every single person that's sick of you talking about Ambit, every single person that was in your Ambit business that's not doing anything anymore, everybody in your Ambit business is kind of doing a little something but not much, everybody in your Ambit business that's active, everybody that you bump into, everybody that you can think of off of your written list, that you're just scared to death because they're too wealthy, they're too successful. Can you call them up and not mention the word Ambit and say, "Joe, let me ask you something. I'm working on a project. Do you have any connections in Japan?" Don't even tell them about Ambit. Can you come out of your shell and shed your fear enough? Can you get a big blower going and get the fog away from you enough and all those negative thoughts? Why Joe wasn't going to do the business because he's some big developer or he's some multi-gazillionaire or whatever it is. Can you just start asking people, "I'm working on a project. Do you know anybody that has connections in Japan or is from Japan?" And folks, you go to that person and you tell them what's going on, and hopefully that person is a United States citizen with connections in Japan. And when they're ready to sign up, you go back to Joe, the gazillionaire, or the person you're afraid to talk to, or the person doesn't even know it's Ambit Energy, and say, "You know, Joe, the other day I asked you if you knew anybody in Japan, and you gave me Mary's number. And Mary taught school, as you mentioned, taught school over in Japan and taught English in Japan for 15 years. And the project I'm working on is a company called Ambit Energy. And she's going to get involved with me. And there's a financial benefit for you to get involved in the business as well. And if you got about 15 minutes and can do it quickly, because she's ready to join, this could be worth tens of thousands of dollars a month to you. Would you take a few minutes to look at a video? Let me explain to you how Mary and our expansion into Japan could make you possibly make you tens of thousands of dollars a month." And that person that you even tell Ambit to, that you scared to death and let all the fog and the negative surround you so you couldn't see a path to go talk to that person, just got into your business. You see, folks, you got to work locally and think globally. Japan, listen to this carefully. Japan will alter the face of Ambit Energy. My opinion, Japan and the continued expansion in the United States and growth in the United States will double our company probably within 36 months from the launch of us taking our first customer active in Japan. You know, that's going to put us in about the $3 billion range. Okay. And then I think the company will double again, because my guess is, you know, when we went to Texas, Ambit didn't stop in Texas, did they? They went to New York, then they went to 16 other states. And just expanded in another market in one of those states, in the District of Columbia. Do you think Japan's going to be our only international expansion? I think it'll be our only one for a while, but I don't think it's going to be the only one. Folks, this company has not even gotten started. The golden age and the greatest growth ever in the history of this company, despite we were the fastest growing privately held company in America our third year in business, will begin the day that the first customer in Japan is entered into the system, submitted to the incumbent in Japan, and we're live in Japan. And it's not going to stop in Japan. It's not going to stop at that 80-some-odd million consumers. It's not going to stop in the United States. You see, there are states that aren't deregulated right now that I know for an absolute fact, just by the sheer dynamics of the industry, are going to have to deregulate. and they may deregulate and might not be profitable for us, and we may not go in there right away, but at some point we're going to go in there. Just happened in Nevada. Nevada deregulated. Chris said on a conference call that he felt that that was going to have a huge influence on Arizona, surrounding states, and California itself. I don't know when all that's going to happen. I don't know if all that's going to happen. But I know that the probability of it happening increased when the citizens of the state of Nevada voted to deregulate electricity in Nevada. And I know that that market is probably, not guaranteed, but probably going to open up at some point. And I know that the growth of ambient energy has just begun. Now, you can let all the fog set in on you, and you can let all the negative, and you can take my little penny exercise and have that little man or woman in the back of your head telling you, oh, that's stupid. You know, that, I mean, I'm going to be moving pennies from one place to the other. I got a text today telling me how that one little exercise, what an impact it had made on this person's life. And, folks, I hadn't done a Yellow Jacket mentoring in months and months and months. So that means for whenever they got into Yellow Jacket mentoring, they're still moving pennies, and it's taken them months, if not years, to reprogram that brain that drives them, that has kept them broke, that has kept them angry, that has kept them in bad relationships, to slowly but surely, one negative thought at a time, change that pattern. See, it takes a long time. And you want to ask yourself why you're not successful? I'm going to tell you, if you're not successful in ambient energy, or you're not meeting with the success at the speed at which you want to meet with it, and to the degree that you want to meet with it in success, I'm going to give you the secret right now. This is the secret sauce. This is what you have to do. You have to work on personal development. You have to go improve yourself. And as soon as you do that, as soon as you start making those steps forward, whether it's moving pennies from one hand to one pocket to the other, whether it's listening to tapes, whether it's going to seminars, whether it's whatever it is, okay? I've told people over and over again, I believe that the best, I don't believe, for me personally, the greatest thing I ever did in personal development for Brian McClure, me, myself, and I, was to go to Landmark Forum. It changed my world. I went from Landmark Forum and Landmark Education to the advanced class, to SELP, and several seminar series that they have, and they've got a lot more education that I never pursued and never will pursue, but I'm telling you, it changed my life. And what I can tell you is it might not be Landmark Education for you. You can find them on the web. You would want to start with going to the forum. Put my name down as I recommended you. There's no commission involved in that. You can put Joe Blow from Kokomo. It doesn't really matter. Bottom line is, if you take the positive thought of what you want to do for you in your life, you're at point A, you want to get to point B financially, you got the fog, you got the noise, you got all these negative thoughts, and you start working on yourself, all of a sudden it won't be quite as foggy, and you won't have quite as many negative thoughts, and you'll understand that if you know, you look at all your friends right now, 90% of your friends have an income that's within $10,000 to $20,000 annually of yours. And they're the ones telling you, but it's not going to work. They're the ones holding you back. Do you know you're going to have to get a whole new group of friends, a whole new set of friends? Birds of a feather stick together. If you want to make millions of dollars a year, you're going to have to start hanging with people that make millions of dollars a year. Folks, the golden age of ambient energy. Now, talk about momentum and the hockey stick effect that, you know, we limp along and then all of a sudden what's called critical mass in direct sales happens and the growth just goes straight up, vertical. When Japan opens, my personal opinion, we will have hit our first critical mass. If you've ever seen me do the drawing, that's going to be the beginning of critical mass. We're going to double in 3 years. I don't think it'll take any longer than that. And we're going to double again within 2 to 3 years after that. We're going to continue to expand internationally. We're going to continue to expand in the United States as more and more markets deregulate. And folks, we're going to stay core to what we do. We market electricity and natural gas. We're not getting into lotions, potions, and pills. Maybe there's a home product or a service that lends itself to that, and we might get into that. We got into solar. It's a perfect glove fit. Not saying that we're not going to, that we're only ever going to market electricity, natural gas, and solar. But what I am here to tell you is that the growth, the massive growth of ambient energy is going to start when we launch Japan. In other words, when we go live in Japan, that's when it's going to start. Work locally, think globally, go out there, make it happen for you and your family, get rid of those negative thoughts, get rid of the noise, and your life will change in 2017. Bear, if you will, open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Brian, it's always a pleasure to have you on this call. I just want to let everyone know, if you're like me, you're going to want to hear this call again. And you can go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days. Tuesday morning, it should be up there. Topambitleaders.com. You can hear this call again. You can share the call with people who are really concerned about the noise and let them know the noise isn't going to make you any money. Folks, I'm going to open up the lines. You can say thank you to Brian. Here we go.